alternative approaches to managing inventory. In some cases, manufacturers can shift some or all of the tasks associated with managing dependent and independent inventory to suppliers. These tasks can range in the amount of responsibility and control given to suppliers by their customers. These approaches can include the following: rapid replenishment strategies. Data from the customer, point of sale, or orders are used to align the supplier's production schedule. The customer still creates orders, but lead time is shortened. Continuous replenishment strategies. The supplier assumes responsibility for tracking the customer's inventory levels and replenishing items in a way that meets agreed service levels, but without specific customer orders. This saves inventory expenses associated with ordering. In some cases, the supplier can use its deeper knowledge of an item's demand patterns and the customer's orders to lower inventory levels without increasing stockout costs. Vendor-managed inventory, VMI, strategies. The supplier performs some of the tasks associated with the itemized inventory policy. The customer, the manufacturer, distributor, or retailer shares visibility of its demand with the supplier in terms of promotions and point of sales rates so that the vendor can plan inventory appropriately. The vendor creates the item inventory policy, for example, inventory level, lot size, safety stock, within the bounds of an agreement with the customer. The vendor also assumes responsibility for planning replenishment, which requires that the vendor have visibility of the customer stock. Consignment. A vendor holds inventories at the customer's location and charges for them only at the time of their use or sale. A separate issue is the transfer of ownership of inventory. In a consignment inventory arrangement, the supplier manages inventory levels and delivers and stores items at the customer's location, but ownership is not transferred to the customer until the item is used or sold. This is beneficial to the buyer in several ways. It reduces the costs of purchasing inventory, including opportunity costs, but it also reduces the risks of obsolete inventory. For example, if sales of a certain device drop and the customer decides to drop the device, the items in inventory used solely for that device are the supplier's financial responsibility, not the manufacturer's. The consignment approach can be used in conjunction with VMI or other alternative strategies. Alternative inventory management requirements. These alternative inventory management strategies all rely on developing close and, to a degree, trusting relationships with suppliers. When customers share their demand data, they must be assured that the information will be treated confidentially. If suppliers have access to the customer's enterprise resources planning, ERP, system, security becomes a more critical concern. The supplier and the customer may also have to align their business processes and clarify policies for communicating. What should be communicated? How quickly, to whom, and in what way. Clear service level agreements may help prevent such risks as the supplier delivering too much inventory or not enough, or not in a timely manner. They may, for example, specify conditions for supplier buyback of excess inventory. In addition, these strategies usually involve some level of electronic commerce in order to achieve the necessary visibility of the inventory system. And these systems may be expensive. Electronic commerce, e-commerce, is defined in the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary as the use of computer and telecommunication technologies to conduct business via electronic transfer of data, documents, and funds. C. Electronic market.